Hey, Unnecessary Roughness listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Experience your drives in 10K with the all-new QI10 Max driver from our friends at TaylorMade. QI10 Max is the most forgiving driver TaylorMade has ever made, with 10K MOI for maximum stability and forgiveness at impact. More forgiveness means more long and straight drives, even on off-center strikes. The days of missing the fairway are numbered. Shop QI10 Max, QI10, and QI10 LS drivers, plus schedule a custom fitting at TaylorMadeGolf.com.
Okay, well, we're here. We're doing a taste test, so we should probably get right into the podcast.
Yeah, let's introduce.
I am also on DayQuil, so I want you guys to know I'm going to feel a little bit loopy.
It's okay.
Nice.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know if you're supposed to drink on DayQuil.
No. I'm not going to drink the whole thing. We're going to do a taste test, but I'm saying, like, DayQuil makes... Oh, what's happening? Jack's not talking into the microphone?
How about now?
I have to go like this?
Just move it up. Move it closer to your mouth.
How about now?
Okay, now Zod's happy. No, just my announcement is that I'm on DayQuil, so I'm a little bit loopy, and that I sound like I'm underwater, and we're doing a taste test.
Sweet.
Yeah, no, that's awesome.
Okay.
Like, let's do it. Let's do the taste test. Let's intro the podcast. I haven't tasted it yet either, so we're doing it across the board. This is a taste test for me. Katie's done it before, though.
Katie's done everything before.
Oh, okay.
The kids are playing their tail off, and the coaches are screwing it up.
And they run through our ass like shit through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Welcome to Unnecessary Roughness, Barstool's college football podcast. It is me, Jack, and Katie again. Thoughts and prayers to the Walker family. Brandon is in Mississippi dealing with the death of his dad. So we are praying that they're doing all right. Brandon will be back soon. But again, thoughts and prayers with him. We miss him. You know, sometimes we forget how much we miss him until he's been gone for a little bit. But I kind of miss him being an asshole around the office right now.
Yeah, no, hopefully he'll be back soon, but he'll take as much time off as he needs.
Absolutely.
And then we'll see him soon. And yeah, it stinks when he's not here for the podcast, but we've done it before. We'll do it again. And
absolutely.
We're ready for today. Today should be fun.
Yeah, we're going to do a snake draft, which we have. I haven't decided how we're going to do the order of the snake draft. I know we've done.
Oh, I think snake draft.
Remember?
Oh, order. The order's.
Order's really important for this one.
No, but the order for a snake draft is already determined.
What, like, who picks
the
first?
Winner of the last one?
Oh,
it?
I see what you're saying. Oh. I thought you were saying, like, if we were going to do a snake or not.
No. Like, who picks first, second, and third?
Okay.
So we are going to do a snake draft, and it is.
Saying.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of overlap on this one, so we'll have to figure that out. We're also going to do. We're going to do one of those $15 things. It was on Barstool Sportsbook, the Twitter, where you have to, like, put all the different things together to make $15, which I love those. I'm going to say,
I don't like those.
You don't?
Yeah, they've never interested me.
Well, you should have told me that. You should have told me that before the podcast.
Oh, no, I'll do it for the podcast, though.
I'm going to say, this one is the easiest one I've ever done. Honestly.
Okay.
I think that they thought it was much harder than it was.
All right.
But I think it's the easiest one. However, it is open for discussion. Okay. But first, two high noon announcements.
All right.
One.
Tell me.
I held the tall boy for the first time today.
You held it?
That shit is gigantic. And yes, phrasing, I know. But have you held one of them? Have you drank one of them yet?
It's a great massive can.
I mean, it's ridiculous how heavy that is.
They have these very interesting tops that you can, like, essentially open and close.
Right.
In a way that other beer cans and hard seltzer cans and whatnot don't have.
Think about the amount of times you've been, whether you're on the beach, you're tailgating, you're at the pool, whatever. And I mean, I'm being dead serious when I say this.
You just want to put it on the ground.
You just want to put it on the ground for a second. You just, like, you want to go jump in the water, you want to go get something to eat, whatever. And it always either spills or like something gets in the top and it's disgusting.
Yep.
This one you don't have to. You can just close it, come right back to it. So, but I truly was alarmed at how big these tall boys are. Like they're I don't know if it's just
the same as like I think they are. I think they, but they do look bigger.
They
too.
Do look bigger. Maybe it's the colors.
That's
I don't know what
point.
It is, but it is. When Katie handed it to me, I thought it was like a joke. I thought it was one of those. Like,
maybe they're ones. Not as tall, but
the girth.
The girth's bigger.
The girth is bigger. I don't know. I think the length.
I don't like the terms we're using right now, but they are correct.
Well, they, I mean, how else would you say it? The width and the height.
No, I think girth is the proper way to go about describing this.
It's girthy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Zaha likes the word girthy, apparently. Okay, second announcement. Jack and I will be trying the lemon for the first time ever.
Let's do it now.
You want to do it right now?
Let's open it here onto the mic.
Okay.
You know the sound?
Yeah.
This is Casey's. She's struggling. Me, as a male, I did
it. Oh, that was toxic. Did you notice that my nails
smells
match?
Great?
It does smell great. Do you
All right.
My nails match the can?
They do. That's awesome. That is a
it's
great
summer nails.
You have the high noon nails.
I have the high noon nails.
That's a
Tiffany
new
Blue.
Avenue for them. I am gonna say though,
oh,
the smell is great. And that's Ooh. A big part of what they say, like when you go on a wine tasting tour or whatever.
Yeah.
You smell it first. And then you take a
around.
Deep breath. You take the first sip all over your mouth. Pause.
Yeah, see,
and
you're
then,
saying that I'm saying sexual.
Then you,
so you...
Then you swallow, pause, and then you go. That's how you're supposed to drink, like whiskey, bourbon.
Yes, and that's how we're going to do
I don't know. Well,
hold on, we got to cheers. You can't not. Okay, here, I have a question, though, for you.
Tell me.
When you cheers, do you always hit the table? Or like the bar or whatever you're at? Do you go up, down, always?
I don't think I've ever thought about how I've cheers before.
Oh, see, I feel like that's something like if you, so like cheers me and take a sip. All right, we're going to try it. Pretty good. Now we're going to do one more sip. We're going to double down. Now, Jack, cheers me, set it down, then drink it.
It's for choosing the bartender or those who can't drink, isn't it?
The second one was better.
The second one's for people that can't drink?
At least I heard that it's like that's like saluting the bartender when you like when they pour you a shot, you like
I don't know. I've always gone up down maybe. Drink, but I gotta say, this one's pretty fucking good.
No, yeah, we forgot. I this morning woke up and was like, "Oh, we're doing the high noon taste test today." I was like, "When I get in, I should definitely put it in the fridge," and I forgot to put it in the fridge. But it's still good from the perspective of being warm. Shout out lemon.
So Dave said he thought it tasted like Sprite. I completely.
Does.
Oh, see, I don't think so. I think it tastes like lemon water, like really strong lemon.
All right.
Water.
All
like,
right.
I think the lime tastes more like Sprite than this one.
I
love this.
They do a like an Arnold
lemon
Palmer
lime.
Lemon Ooh. Lime.
What if you put this with like just straight iced tea? Like real like just a brewed iced tea and you poured it in there.
I think it would work. You could
It'd
try
be amazing.
It.
That would be a John Daly, right?
Yeah, I don't know the exact terms.
Well, Arnold Palmer is lemonade and iced tea. I think John Daly is just you add vodka to that, I believe.
That would make sense.
Yeah. I love the Daily. Lemon. Love the lemon.
Arkansas.
I used to.
It's in my power rankings now.
I think like last week or the week before I said that it definitely doesn't hold a flame to peach. It is growing on me. And now I'm
you know
back
what?
And
Oklahoma is playing Texas tonight in softball.
Shout out Jack, our softball expert.
Which is a college football rivalry. And then baseball. UConn's in it. Texas A&M's in it. We're in super regionals. UNC's in it. So we're all three in it.
Oh.
I forgot that UNC. Are
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
yeah, right?
No, I was about to say, when you said all.
Who are you guys playing?
Yeah, Arkansas. You're playing Arkansas?
Interesting. Where?
Stand by.
I think it's at Arkansas. Where are you playing, Jack?
At Stanford. Well, literally the opposite side of the country. But Stanford should beat us. This is UConn's first Super Regional, I think, since they had George Springer, who's really good now.
Yeah, I'd say pretty decent.
At home.
Oh, it is.
I was coming to UNC.
I don't know why I thought it was in Fayetteville. A&M is playing Louisville in College Station. What?
Louisville.
It's Louisville.
Louisville.
But you could
Louisville.
Say Louisville to piss them off for the week.
Good idea.
Louisville.
Louisville. It's kind
of
like Starkville.
You talking about how you're going to be the biggest fan. And
people were mad.
And people are mad. And I'm cheering for at least one of our teams. I'm cheering for number one, obviously UConn, but I want A&M to make it.
What were people most mad about?
What?
What were people most mad about?
People weren't actually mad. I thought like you were getting tweets by yourself.
I was, yeah.
People weren't actually getting mad at the clip. I think most A&M fans were like liking it, saying like, "Oh, this is." A&M fans like when their school gets public recognition.
Yeah, because we don't win very often at things.
You guys have a good baseball team.
Yeah, and I also like I used to go to college baseball games when I was in college. I don't think I've sat and watched a full college baseball game in a very long time. That shit is long. Yeah. That game the other night.
Yeah, it's because it's like there's so many like
6 hours.
There's a lot of hours. There's a lot of walks. Pitcher changes. I'm not the biggest fan of college baseball. However,
if UConn makes it, you have to be.
I know, but I won't do the Brandon Walker.
You have to, Jack.
Remember when Brandon got really mad last year that we put out the clip that he was like, I would trade the national championship for it? He got so mad at that.
That was bad. But when you're caught up in the moment, no matter what sport it is, if your school is there, you're caught up in, you want to win a national title.
I'm not saying anything about college baseball. I know people I know people care about it.
Yeah,
and it's not my cup of tea because probably I'm just so much more professional. Also, the kids that play college, they're so small.
Like they also look like they're so young. That's because I'm old.
So no. I felt it.
Okay.
There's younger players in the MLB than a lot of these college players, and they just look young. But yeah, the Super Regionals should be fun. Arkansas, UNC, that should be good. A&M, who you guys play?
Louisville.
Did that
is right that time.
Louisville that I don't get is that like their sign is the L.
Yeah.
They hold up, but I feel like, how is that not made fun of more? Because, like, you're holding up an L, like, you took the L. It is something that's always, like,
I've never even stand for put that L. together, and I should have.
It's their logo. I mean, I get what you're saying.
I guess because it's just so basic. I don't know. All I know is that, so I was kind of doing some math on what Omaha could look like, and we're going to get to college football, don't worry, but I was doing some math. There could potentially be, on one side of the bracket, the University of Texas, the University of Tennessee, the University of Oklahoma, and Texas A&M.
That would be awesome.
Sounds like a pod.
That sounds pretty damn good. Now, I am saying that, and if I'm wrong, it just means I can't read the bracket correctly. I did run it by Mintz. Mintz, you know, hashtag grow the game, and he said that it was correct.
College baseball.
Yeah, he is. And Ole Miss is still in it, too. So
Ole Miss is in it.
So basically we have...
They were like the 64th team to make it, and they are...
In the Super Regional.
They're in the Super Regionals.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're against Southern Miss, I believe. Yeah, Southern Miss they're against.
So a lot of college baseball, I will say the biggest disappointment was Michigan not beating Louisville. I'm going to never say that correctly, especially when I'm stopped up like this. But I wanted Michigan to make it so bad just because it would have been...
Yeah. I was hoping, yeah. The Texas A&M thing that could happen would be great. Tennessee's so good, hopefully.
They're so
but
fucking good.
Like, who? There's always Omaha is always fun, and we're not. You still have to get to Omaha. Super Regionals this weekend, but
we're talking about it a little bit too soon, I think.
But it will be.
I mean me.
We'll keep it covered. There's always great moments, like from the games. Like there's clips. There's stuff we've been putting up on Unnecessary Roughness's Twitter and whatnot, and it's very entertaining. It's almost like I say it. It's like college baseball is like the warm-up for football season for a lot of fans. You talk trash, whatnot. But I know they care a lot. So it's not like saying it's a warm-up for football season. But like on Twitter and stuff, it is from my perspective. Like it's kind of a warm-up for that. Or it's like the prelim, like before the main event.
Well, and the atmospheres are crazy. I mean, across the country. They truly are.
No, yeah. And the A&M clip we tweeted, we put up on Instagram. Arkansas, well, it's not at Arkansas this weekend, so we'll be at UNC, but the Arkansas fans are crazy.
Tennessee's so good.
Tennessee's really good. Their atmosphere is awesome, and then Omaha will be awesome, too.
Yeah, so we, as we were last summer, this summer we will be on college baseball watch because, I mean, three of our four teams are still in the race for Omaha, the road to Omaha, so we will be doing that. As for college football, per usual, in the middle of June, not a whole bunch of news. But Katie, there's a few things that we have before we get into our snake draft.
Jack had some a really good TikTok about Coach O's new girlfriend. He hard launched her.
He did hard
launch. Jack hard launched her?
Oh.
No, Coach O hard launched.
Oh. Well, Jack, tell us all about it. The resident.
Well, we've seen this woman, like he's a, he like his final press conference, he walked away with her. Like, we've seen her in like videos here and there too. Long blonde hair. I think it was the same woman. And I assume it is. And I think they've been dating for a little bit. But this is the first time he tweeted it out. They were at something in California. I don't know what it was. It looked like an event. Maybe it was a marriage. I don't think it was a wedding. But it looked something like that.
Good for them.
Yeah. I mean, she's a little bit younger than him. I don't know how young she is, though. I don't know her name or anything. I could have looked into it a little more, to be honest. But I think Coach O, happy for them. Hopefully he's living his best life. Blonde. Louisiana.
Is it the same girl that was taking the selfies of him in bed?
No.
Different girl. All right. Well, good for Coach O. And good for you, Jack, because you are still the undisputed champ of girlfriends and wives in sports.
Wags.
Yes.
Wags.
At least as of right now.
Well, I mean, it's going to take a lot for people to catch up because the amount of research that you are able to do in a short period of time is crazy.
Yeah, some people have weird gifts and talents.
Katie, anything else news-wise?
I think that was a big thing. I mean, I think most stuff that's happened this week is kind of an aftermath from the college baseball. It's just everyone talking shit because it's all the big rivalries coming together.
Yeah, I know that, I mean, of course, NIL deals every single week are going to make headlines. CJ Stroud got, a Bentley?
Yeah.
Was it a Bentley?
Also, Jamarcus's piece, I know Jack talked about it too.
Jamarcus Russell wrote his own piece, his own article in the Players Tribune that was really good. He talked a little bit about LSU in it. He shouted out Jimbo Fisher, which was really cool. He said like Jimbo Fisher was like really mean to him, but he cared. He cared about him, unlike he didn't feel that in the NFL. Like Jimbo, he said I'd go to war with Jimbo, but the NFL coaches didn't care about me. Jimbo like was hard on me because he cared.
Like tough love.
Yeah. So that was obviously Jimbo was at LSU as offensive coordinator when Jamarcus was there. It was really good. If anyone wants to go read it, you'll learn a little bit more about Jamarcus. It didn't have anything that newsworthy.
So he was like mad that someone snitched on him for leaning in class.
Yeah, he once like one of his big points was that he was saying that like you can get pills no matter what in any football facility. Mm-hmm. But where he was from, in Mobile, Alabama, there was a lot of people that would drink like purple drink, codeine and Sprite or anything like that, cough syrup. And he then was saying that one time, it's impossible to go through a football season without being hurt. And one time he had to go to class after, I think it was an SEC championship game. Something happened to his shoulder or something, torn ligament or whatever, and something in his hand, and he was really hurting, but he still had to go to class. So he was like, all right, I'm just going to bring, like, I'll put it in a styrofoam cup, which was probably the giveaway. He should just put in something else.
Double cupped.
But he had the styrofoam, purple drink in the styrofoam to shadow a future. He was drinking it in class, but I guess somebody saw it, told the teacher, then he got in trouble. And
what a snitch.
Whoever snitched on him, total loser. The team... The team heard about it, and they didn't really even get that mad at him. They were like, you can't come to the bowl game, but you weren't going to play anyways because you're injured. But that's your punishment. We get it. You were hurt. Just, like, stay away from that. He said, he went on and talked a little bit more about that, how he drank too much of that in his NFL career. And then also, he just wasn't in shape a lot. But he went on to say, like, he doesn't view himself as a failure. He views himself as someone who made it. And it was a good piece, and he does talk about. He has some funny stories about his LSU time.
Yeah, those player tribunes are always pretty good. I mean, like if they allow you to write one and then they publish it, it's usually pretty interesting.
Yeah, this is the first time we've really heard from Jamarcus since his NFL career that obviously did not go to his
liking. Yeah, didn't go as planned.
But
I just can't get over the student snitching.
Yeah, also
what a loser move.
Yeah, I agree with you. But he did discuss if you want to read it, he does discuss how someone snitched on him. And he was, I think Jamarcus was really confused. He was like, why did this guy snitch on me?
I will say that, you know, I mean, obviously a lot of rappers talk about, you know, the double cup and lean and purple drink and all that. I feel like we would drink beer out of double cups just because Lil Wayne would talk about it. Like, how did they know what was in it? You know, I mean, yes, it's a dead giveaway sometimes, but just like, what if he was just, what if he just wanted a double cup?
I would assume it just smelled like cough syrup.
Oh, they were that close probably. Yeah.
I bet
that's a good point, Jack. That's a good point.
He said it looked just like soda from the cafeteria, which it probably did, but I would assume it smelled like cough syrup.
Well, that person's a loser.
No, whoever snitched on him, he didn't say the name or anything, but he was like, what a loser.
Yeah.
His grandma said his grandma couldn't watch the games because she was so scared that he would get injured. And one time she went and like they had an autograph session after he got hurt in the SEC championship game, and then she attacked his offensive lineman. And they were like, I'm sorry, we didn't mean to do it. And Jamarcus was like, relax, they didn't mean to do it, grandma.
That's a badass grandma.
But the grandma was, yeah, he told this story really, really well. And I was entertained throughout the piece. It's long, but it was very good. And I mean, he's someone we don't talk about a lot, but an all-time college football great.
Yeah, definitely. His name doesn't come up a lot, like you said, because of, I think, what happened in the NFL. But also, this is a time of year where I eat this shit up because, you know, yeah. We're not talking about college football games are not happening. It's right in that, like, period of time where everything feels so dead until, what, like, media days? After media days, it really rolls pretty quickly into the season. From now until media days, it's just like, I'll take any college football content.
Yeah, and he said his uncles, he had a father as well who was present in his life, but he said his uncles were really had a big impact on him. And his uncle essentially had like a mental breakdown the night that he won some award, like quarterback of the year or something. And it was a sad story. And he said on the night of his, I think, oh, no. But yeah, so there were some really sad stories, and it's a reminder for me that you don't know what's going on in everyone's life, even these athletes. And he said he could have done more, but we're not an NFL podcast, but he didn't. And but he's
it's a great look into.
The crazy thing is he's like KFC's older than Jamarcus Ross.
Isn't that
young.
Crazy?
Doesn't it feel like he's been in our life forever?
Yes. Which I mean, for you, he technically has.
Yes, for me, because Jamarcus Russell's NFL draft is one of the first NFL drafts I remember.
Yeah, I mean, but even though I'm older than you, it still feels like he's been a name forever. And he's what, 35?
Yeah, I think he said.
That's
like,
insane.
He should, like, think about it. Like, Brady at 35 still had 8 more years to go.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern for the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1. Every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the Holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
Brady.
Oh yeah, I made a tweet on our account about him and his underwear.
I wasn't gonna bring it up.
I know, but I said that, Casey, because it was a joke.
Well, you know what? I wasn't gonna bring it up until you said his name, and then I had to bring it up. That's a great Instagram from Giselle. Can we all admit that?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's great. It's great marketing. It's just like it's fake, but it's obviously real. Like, it's like a good idea, you know?
I don't care that it's fake, Jack.
I'm not saying you should care.
That man is almost 45 years old. I don't care.
Oh, he looks great. I'm not saying he's fake. I'm saying she wasn't like, oh, I'm just going to go up and say he's wearing the Brady underwear. It was like obviously an ad for the Brady underwear.
Definitely.
But
give me all the Brady underwear ads. I don't care. He wouldn't do that if he was still in New England, by the way.
I've heard some crazy stories about Giselle.
Like what?
I don't know if I can tell them.
They're that salacious?
No, they're not that salacious. Like, nothing criminal.
Well, now you've piqued my interest, but if we can't say it, we can't say it. Will you tell me later?
Yeah, I'll tell you later. Like, you may even know them. They're not, I don't even think they're, like, secret.
Oh. All I know is that I think that they might be the perfect couple.
I think Tom Brady's pretty normal. Like, he's, will be normal to the normal folk. I think Giselle is a little bit more, like, get away from me.
Mm.
Like, I think if you work at the Giselle Tom Brady household, she's like Medusa. Okay. You can't look at Giselle or she will get you fired.
Yikes. I haven't heard that
before.
That's
an alleged story. I want it on the record.
Alleged.
Alleged.
Allegedly, Tom is much easier to work for.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. But right. I think that's just... But maybe she has a reason for that.
Yeah. Who knows?
I saw a photo of her like from like early 2000s. And I was like, oh my God, you were the hottest woman ever.
Yeah.
She's still like amazing, but...
Zaz clapping back there. I mean, yeah, she's...
We're in like Adriana Lima. Like they were like...
Adriana Lima. Like... Damn.
Like their peak was like, oh, man.
You remember when Adriana Lima dated Julian Edelman and the four of them would go out places? I mean, that's just not fair.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Adriana Lima dated Edelman?
Yeah. And not only that, they would go out with Tom and Giselle. I mean, that's just an unfair foursome.
Julian Edelman dated Abra...
Julian Edelman's is incredible because he's dated like Adriana Lima and then like the random Southie girl.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, where are you going with this?
He's gone from
the top supermodels.
Secret model to like the hot girl from BU.
Yeah, that he met at like Lincoln.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but
hey, listen.
They're all like, he's awesome. He was like, when I watched the full Patriots game with him this fall. Not me personally, but we were all in the cave, and he's such a football like junkie. He was so nice. We talked about Kent State, and I was like, oh my God, I never hated him on the Patriots. I'm a Jets fan, but he's always a guy that's like, oh my God, what a dude.
Yeah, and you can
taller than him.
Well, yeah.
Well, it's Adriana Lima.
I know.
She's a supermodel.
I know. I'm always.
If you're a supermodel. You can be taller. I think.
No, I know.
Not everyone's tallest.
I know. I'm always surprised when mainstream couples are like that. Oh no, Draft and I've had this.
How long did they date? I feel like they were kind of like a fling.
They were a fling, but they were such a hot fling.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they were. I would say like a year or so.
With someone before, and they broke up. Was it Culpo before she went to my?
No, that's Danny Amendola.
Amendola.
And remember, he got so upset.
He was really upset.
He was in his feels. And Julian was like responding to his Instagrams like, bro, you got to take this stuff down.
Julian was the alpha. He was like,
yeah, come on. We can't be doing this.
It was embarrassing for the whole.
Remember, it was a bad time. Danny Amendola was going, he was down bad.
It was real. Like it really broke. Yeah, I feel like bad for him.
When A-Rod did that, he was like, if you see me acting different.
A-Rod's like...
When I saw that, I thought that he like accidentally put that up. Like, that's something we put to close friends, but like, why...
Dude, he put up the Coldplay song, like the Scientist or whatever, that really sad song. After him and J-Lo broke up, he did the photo, the video with it in the background. It was like photos of them. It was like, it felt fake. It's like a robot trying to be like a real person.
But that one at least was kind of like you said, you could pick it apart. Danny Amendola was like going full blown, like talking mad shit on Instagram. Remember, he was doing captions about it. He was deleting posts. There was one where she was with some DJ. I can't remember what DJ it was before she started dating Christian McCaffrey. And he was like talking shit about that. And Julian Edelman was like, hey man, like, come on. But regardless, at the end of the day, I think if you were a New England Patriot in the dynasty years, you're probably dating somebody pretty
bad. Amendola was fine. Look at him. He's like, he's another Edelman. Like, they're incredibly attractive young guys in the NFL that have millions of dollars. They're fine. But it's kind of like the Michael B. Jordan thing. It's like, if you've got the best of the best, like, what do you do after that? Like, it's not tough. Like you can be like, how do you win the breakup with Lori Harvey or a like Culpo?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, I guess, like, I think Michael B. Jordan is hotter than Lori Harvey.
That's fair. Like,
she's super hot. Don't get me wrong.
I think Michael B. Jordan's probably, like, 1-1.
Zaz just baffled again.
Michael B. Jordan's probably 1-1, but Lori Harvey may be 1-1, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but Michael B. Jordan is, like...
No, Lori Harvey's, like...
I think Lori Harvey's, like... If she's like a 9.4, he's a 9.3.
No.
Lori's
I know 10 out of 10.
You think Michael B. Jordan's not?
You think Michael B. Jordan's a 5'5"?
5'5". Lori Harvey? Lori Harvey is beautiful. beautiful. You're
no, she is unbelievable.
Are you talking about Michael Jordan, the basketball player?
No, my man, the actor.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're talking about Michael B. Jordan.
I mean, he's a fucking great actor.
He's a great actor. He's probably
Black
one of the
Panther.
Most famous people in the world. He's chiseled like a Greek statue. But Lori Harvey's like out of a fucking...
Well, yes. I think we're literally nitpicking like the hottest people on the planet.
I won't nitpick Michael B. Jordan for a second, but what I'm saying is...
5'5", Zah.
I'm
offended.
He's done it, or he's climbed to the top. He's climbed Mount Everest. It's like, where do you go from there? I get it. He'll probably... Like, Michael B. Jordan can date anyone for the next 30 years, because he's going to look the same for the next 30 years.
He's so hot.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anyway, so this is a college football podcast. I don't know how we got on this. It is the off season, so we're allowed to
whatever. We have timestamps. Like, you can like.
No. I'm saying like sometimes I don't know how we get on topics.
We're talking about Julian Edelman.
We're talking about Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
That's right. Any other news, Katie?
Well, a tweet just came by my timeline that apparently Quinn Ewers is now driving Ashton Martin. So we have Quinn Ewers, Ashton Martin, and Bijan Robinson with the Lambo. Both deals.
Well, and CJ Stroud with the Bentley.
Got a Lambo.
Remember when Tom Brady had his own Aston Martin? Wasn't it like the TB12 version of it?
Maybe. I would assume that he may have had a one-of-one.
Yeah, like I think that he was like promoting him for a while. I don't know. The car deals in the NIL are going to be insane, because now you're going to have all these luxury cars, the brands, or what am I looking for?
Deals?
No. Whatever. I'm going to say this. The dealerships, all the local dealerships of these really fancy cars are going to come out.
That's
and
like.
It says the car deal comes shortly after, blah, blah, blah. A signed deal that earns him over $800,000 over two seasons in a car.
Oh.
Bijan.
Okay, so I was wrong.
I just, these, because, you know, we always talk about car dealerships, even in like high school football, how there's always that kind of like aura around them that they have something to do with like booster money. I don't know, because that's just been a thing forever.
Look at Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. Now they're going to be able to come out with like the best of the best cars and give them to the best players. And it's going to be an arms race for which luxury car goes to which athlete. It's going to be insane.
Or the boosters can, like, if they don't have a car dealership, they can just be like, oh, which one do you want?
Definitely. But I'm saying like the headlines themselves. Like when I saw like
dressed up.
Oh, for Tommy's party.
What?
Legitimate.
He may think it's real. He may think it's like a real party.
Yeah. No, he. Well, that's what.
Going on right now? I don't know.
That's why he said he was dressed up for Tommy's party. Now, I don't know. He may have been joking. I'm not sure.
He's not joking.
For those that are listening that don't know, well, actually, I guess nobody knows that Tommy is throwing a content thing for content.
It's a party from 4 to 6 p.m.
For content. Yes.
I don't know what he's going to do there. Like, it's.
It's, yeah.
There will be a video that comes out, so like people will be able to see.
Right, correct. It was very funny because in my little area of the office, Spider sits right behind me. Spider, you know, lives with Tommy.
Yeah.
And Spider had no idea what it was either. He was like, wait, what's going on?
Men get in for free, women have to pay $20.
Yes, men, no cover, women, $20 cover.
To his apartment, by the way, which I've been in.
Oh, no, it's not even in the apartment. It's outside. You're not allowed inside.
He's giving you a cover to...
To be in the common area of the apartments, yes. It's very Tommy Smokes. But that I believe that is why...
He lives in a massive building. There's going to be just like random people that come to it.
There has to be. He's been inviting some pretty big-name celebrities on Instagram. I don't think any of them are coming, but...
None are coming.
But he's trying, at least. He's trying. So, shall we do our snake draft?
What? I'm still on the Bijan Robinson. So, I'm just on the Instagram post. He's limited the comments... on the post. Like, don't people often, when they turn off comments, like, have done some shit and are trying to get people to stop talking?
No.
It's just weird.
Like, Drake has, Drake, all of Drake's posts.
It's all verified people
comments.
Are commenting.
That's only, if it's limited comments, it's only people that you can follow, that you follow and are verified. That's why, like, Roan can, Roan can comment on
Drake.
Drake.
Yeah.
What?
Because Drake follows him.
Yeah. You're Drake, he used to like do a lot of shit with Drake.
No, if Drake walked in here, he would know who Ron is.
Yeah.
That's insane.
From his battle rap days.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Speaking of, what's the on Sling, the nicest? Is it on Friday? Is that when it comes out? Fridays?
I think it's I know at least a few dropped on Wednesdays.
Yes. So on Sling, you get to go see Ron battle rap. If you haven't seen him do it before, it's unbelievable. But this is the nicest battle raps, which I think are very funny because I'm sure it's much harder to do. But yeah, so that's our little off-season rant. Let's get into
Driving an Aston Martin. Quinn Ewers.
Yeah.
That was.
And it's like all red inside.
That's Xavier Worthy.
That is sick.
It's just funny because Casey Thompson said nobody on Texas had cars outside of him and Bijan. And then Xavier Worthy was like, what? Everyone's got cars. I think what who even knows what Casey was saying? I don't even think Casey meant anything by that.
Yeah, I wonder if he meant nobody had been given cars. I know we kind of broke that down. But at that point, I remember whenever people started seeing like Mercedes and Lexus and Audis, and they're like, oh my God, the boosters must be giving these players these cars. Now we're talking about Aston Martins and Bentleys and, Ferraris. Like, this is going to be just an absolute insane thing you can't police it at this point.
It's also interesting. I know it's not viewed in the same category as the rest, but there's no Teslas. It is something that I feel like people have played out to be a huge, car.
Yeah, we don't know yet. It's not come out yet. I want somebody in a Bugatti.
Something on social media. Because, at least so far, I haven't seen a Tesla NIL deal.
I want somebody in a Bugatti. That's what I want.
Tesla doesn't really do deals like that,
though. Well, it wouldn't be Tesla. I'm just saying, a kid says, I want a Tesla car. The booster gets it.
That may have happened.
Yeah, what I'm saying, we haven't seen it on socials yet.
I'm here for the cars arms race. Okay, so we're doing a snake draft. This was Jack's idea. And as per usual, we didn't really discuss how we view most important. But this is the most important coaches or players going into the 2022 season. I think
maybe like impactful.
So yeah, because we've done like the most interesting.
I'm not going to draft Nick Saban because I think everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Right. But it's
going to affect like
impactful importance.
Bottom line is like almost like 11. Like he's not going to impact that much. We know that. But somebody like DJ Uiagalelei. He's going to be such a big impact on the season. How he plays will change a lot.
Did you just give away your number one draft pick?
No, just like a...
Just an example.
He's going to be probably a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, so the way I looked at it is the same way. Important as impactful, like these guys are going to drive the headlines that may change the way the college football season looks. And like you said, Nick Saban, I do have Nick Saban down, but for a different reason, but I have a ton down because it is
like
a snake draft.
I'm not going to draft C.J. Stroud. Because I think we know what C.J. Stroud is, what he's going to do, and I don't view him as someone that's going to really change the season that much, impactfully.
I guess
he will.
I would agree.
He will impact it, but we know how much he's going to impact it, if that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. That's why these are so fun, because you don't know exactly how to interpret it. So here's the next question. How are we going to decide who goes first?
Do the results from the last draft?
Oh, I think Brandon murdered everybody the last one, right? I think I was the last one. I can't even remember what our last snake draft was.
It'll take me a second to scroll. It's lacrosse guy.
Pause for a second.
More TikTokers.
How are we going to determine?
I'm just going to see the draft.
Oh, I was just going to wait until she found it and like maybe just pause for a second, but that's up to you.
Oh, God.
What did that bounce off of?
I don't know. When do we do it?
All right, Katie goes first, you go second, I go third.
Works for me.
Okay. Jack, what a gentleman you were just now.
Yeah.
Ladies first.
I randomized in my head.
Oh, well, ladies first. So, Katie.
Quinn Ewers.
Okay, pretty easy one.
You want to explain? I think we should explain.
Yeah, we should definitely explain, I would say. I also am not.
No, absolutely. So, I was just saying that because I think that's by hands down the biggest, one of the biggest ones, these players. I think. There's all the hype. We have the numbers. We saw a little bit of Ohio State, maybe like, what, 2-3 plays, nothing to really see. We've seen mixed results from spring game. But then again, all the stars from high school. Is the hype real? Is he going to become the next Tate Martell? Or will he be the next Trevor Lawrence?
Another thing with him, too, that...
He becomes the next Tate Martell. I think it's one of the biggest failures in the history of
I would agree
football.
With that. Well, and probably the most expensive.
Tate was like a 4-star/5-star in some services. Quinn is the best recruit in college football history.
Ever. And has already gotten paid $1 million. That's what's insane. Yeah, probably more, but you know what I mean? Like
I think it's
going
to work out, but I think the pick by Katie is the correct
one. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. And
I definitely think he will, but it's also very unproven.
But
also,
it's
yeah.
It'll be exciting.
You.
Yes. Well, but it's...
He's the biggest storyline coming into the season. Because we know what CJ Stroud is. We know what Bryce Young is.
But we'll see.
Quinn Ewers could be better than them, but if he is, he's fulfilled his expectations.
And there's also the storyline that goes into the SEC because we don't know exactly when Texas and Oklahoma are going to go to the SEC. We assume it's 2023, but say he comes out and has a massive year.
He has to play one more season. I like Kelly Keyes' hair today, like blown out.
Oh, I don't know how to do my hair like that.
That was a very, like, you know how they say squirrel? That was a very squirrel moment for you, Jack.
Oh, like looking all
like
over.
From the movie Up with the dog.
Okay.
All right, Casey's up.
So this one is the most chalk one ever, but let's be honest. It's Lincoln Riley. My number one overall pick is going to be Lincoln Riley.
I like this.
You know, Caleb Williams, Jordan Addison, like all those guys that are going to USC, obviously big storylines, but it all comes down to Lincoln Riley. And you know, no matter what, when I say impactful, it could be negative. It could be completely negative impactful, but whatever he does will be headlines every single week. Whatever any of his players do will be headlines every single week. To me, it was kind of a 1A, 1B with Quinn Ewers and Lincoln Riley. Again, chalk pick, but I mean, let's be honest. That guy is going to run the headlines.
I mean, if that's a chalk pick, Quinn Ewers has to be one.
I just always talk about Lincoln Riley. I think I have like a low-key, undiagnosed obsession with Lincoln Riley.
Fair enough.
I think I do. Go ahead, Jack. Your number one overall pick?
The third overall pick off the board that I'm picking as my first round pick will be DJ Uiagalelei.
So it was your first pick.
DJ Uiagalelei can impact the season almost as much as anybody. Will he be somebody that takes Clemson or look like he did against Notre Dame in that 2020 game? Or is he going to look like he did against Georgia, which you can't really blame him, one of the best defenses ever, but like he looked like booty against Pitt. He looked like booty against Boston College. Like, is he going to be a guy that throws for 4,000 yards, or is he going to just be like he lost it? So
he was such a huge storyline two seasons ago, too.
Yeah, well, also, he was such a big storyline coming in the last season. Yes. He was a Heisman pick for a lot of people.
But remember when, I mean, obviously everybody that's listening to this podcast remembers, but how insane that game against Notre Dame was in the COVID year and how it was like, well, like, do they really need Trevor Lawrence? And then you're right, like going into last year, he was a Heisman pick. I love that pick because like Brandon has said multiple times and we've talked about it, that, you know, everybody kind of shit on Clemson last year because they weren't in the college football playoffs. They still won 10 games last year.
Well, if DJ's really good this year, they become a national championship contender.
Right. I mean, and everybody was like, oh, Clemson had a down year. Well, in comparison to their years before of being the top four, yes, but they still quietly won 10 games. So I love that pick. Jack, we have to talk about HelloFresh once again.
Thank God.
Thank God. We
like
talk about,
we like talking about HelloFresh. I do, at least.
I could talk about HelloFresh all day, every day, Jack.
And I know that because this is, I mean, a lot of our products fall into this, but it's one that you've said is one of the only ones that you would pay for even if they were not a sponsor of this show.
I actually pay for them. I pay for them every single week.
It's phenomenal.
It's phenomenal. If you're a listener of this podcast, which you're listening to it right now, so thank you very much.
You know
how much we love HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit.
Yes, it is.
Fresh ingredients, says the name, HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. You can pick your menu, which I think is huge, by the way, because a lot of these meal plans, they pick it for you.
There's so many options.
So many options. You can be healthy. You can be keto. You can not be healthy. You can get desserts.
Do
you can be families.
It's
you
up
can
to you.
Gourmet, Jack. You can do gourmet. They're even stepping it up.
There's like price ranges if you are someone that is lucky enough to you want to spend a little bit more.
You can.
You can. But
affordable.
If you're on a budget, such as young people like ourselves, We can still afford it as well. So it's up, like, even if you're a little bit older roughneck, it's still for you. It's not like for, the 20 to 30
year olds. No, definitely not.
In the city. No, it's It's for everybody.
It's for everybody. They, like we've said before, the Walker family gets the family meal because they, Brandon has so many children. If you are cooking for one or two, they have smaller serving options as well. But the coolest and the best thing, as we say all the time, is you don't have to go to the store and buy like a bottle of like a random sauce you're never going to use again and waste money and waste product.
Spice.
Yeah, it comes in the exact amount that you need for every single meal that you want.
Serving or whatever.
Yeah.
Like you, there'll be like multiple servings in it, but you can then like have it for dinner, then lunch the next day. Because trust me, you will want to have it for lunch.
You will.
Because it's that delicious.
The recipes are super easy to follow. I mean, really, truly, like you can be an absolute idiot like Brandon and you can follow HelloFresh and you made a gourmet meal. Truly.
Gourmet. It should be gourmet fresh.
That, I had the gourmet steak the other night. I know I keep talking about the steak. Every time I get to choose, and I know I'm going to maybe have a date night soon.
Nice.
I'm getting that gourmet steak. I had a soup the other day. Oh, well, thank you. Right now, we are getting, people want to save money these days, Jack. People also don't want to go to the grocery store. You know, you might be wanting to stay in. It's hot outside. Right now, we're giving away 16.
So many lines.
Oh, yeah. Pfft, who wants to do that? And it's more affordable, like we said. So if you go to HelloFresh.com/Walker16 and use the code Walker16, you get 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. But Jack, tell them what 16 really means.
32.
Because it's 2 servings in the smallest servings box.
So if you're single like myself or living by yourself, or even if you have roommates, but it's that's your stuff, you get 32
meals. 32 if
it's... And...
3 free gifts.
3 free.
It's amazing. You get to choose your menu, like I said, every single week. It shows up fresh to your door. You don't have to go anywhere. You're not going to waste anything. And it's much more affordable than especially going out to eat, but even going to the grocery store. So HelloFresh.com/Walker16. Jack,
my next pick
again
is going to be the defensive coordinator of Ohio State, Jim Knowles. I think
like that.
If they figure out their defense, they have the chance to be better than Alabama, who I think is the consensus number one right now. But Ohio State's offense, obviously, they do lose Garrett Wilson. They do lose Olave. But they're going to reload there. We know that. They have Jashon Smith and Jigba, Marvin Harrison's son. There's probably another 8-5 stars over there. So Ohio State has the offense.
Mm-hmm.
They have, I'm blanking on the running back's name that's coming back too. And then...
Travion Henderson.
Yeah, Travion Henderson. And obviously, they have the quarterback, CJ Stroud. Now, the defense last year was so disappointing, even up into the Rose Bowl game. Well, Jim Knowles come in from Oklahoma State, that great defense from last year, and take it to the next level, which they have the talent to do. We'll see. That's why I am picking him as my second pick, fourth overall in the draft. I feel confident with
that. That's an outside the box one. I like that. I am struggling with 2 picks. I'm hoping that my next one's going to be here, but I'm going to go with a quarterback in the SEC. I'm going with Stetson Bennett.
Interesting.
Because we saw what happened last year. You know, that's always about, oh, well, we'll see how he can, if he can repeat, if Georgia can repeat. And I think that it's not so much Kirby Smart. We know what Kirby Smart can do. We know the players around Stetson. But is Stetson going to be able to be that guy again? I think that's a really interesting storyline going into not just the football season, just to see, I mean, is he going to be able to play in the NFL now? If he has another great season, is he going to get drafted? Because as of last year, it was like, well, he's just going to go, you know, sell insurance or do whatever and be an Athens legend. Could he end up getting drafted if he has another year like he did last year?
I would assume he's getting drafted, but he could raise his draft.
That's what I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was always just like, well, because we didn't think he was ever going to play.
And now there's no JT behind.
Right, because JT obviously transferred again. So at one point it was like JT Daniels is the guy. Stetson Bennett goes out, wins a national title. I think he's an incredibly impactful storyline of what Georgia can do moving forward. And if he's the starter by the end of the season, I would assume so, yes. But it was such a weird thing last year for him to even be the starter because we assumed it was going to be JT. So that is my number 2 pick. Katie?
I'm going to ask a question that I've done a lot for snake drafts, and I'm going to guess the answer, but...
Are you going to say an entire quarterback room?
Maybe. No, you have to pick individuals. An individual player or an individual coach.
I'll do Haynes King because, well, I want to take Texas A&M QB room regardless of basically whoever ends up being QB1. I think Texas A&M has all the pieces, and if they don't, it's honestly Jimbo to blame. They've had four years of eighth ranked or better. And it seems like the only question at this point is how good can the quarterback be? So assuming it's Haynes King, going to be QB1, I'll take him.
All right. Katie, you go back again.
And then for the other one, for my third pick, I will do Billy Napier. We've all heard Brandon shit on him yes. and not hold back. I don't know if he's going to be good or bad. I haven't decided, but I think it is a very interesting. Florida's big contender in the SEC. Will they keep on being contender or will they lose it? I just want to see what Billy Napier does with Florida.
I like that. Yeah, no, if you get Brandon going on Florida, we can't ever stop him.
It's becoming like your thing is Johnny. His thing's Billy Napier.
No. His thing is Dan Mullen.
Sorry, you're correct.
Yeah, no, but that's just because he's bitter because Dan Mullen left him. He broke up with him. And then got dumped. There's so many things happening in this office right now. It is crazy.
Yeah, Ohio State lacrosse player.
Big TikTok guy.
Yeah, what's his name? He's dating the Duke track star.
Oh, there's...
Maybe broken up or something.
They went some, like, weird...
I love how that's your, like, go-to.
Emily Cole, I know. They're popular. Like,
I knew. I didn't know names, but I knew...
Oh, yeah, I know Emily Cole. She's very popular on TikTok.
Yes.
And he's Yeah, I think he's pretty good lacrosse, too.
Yeah, no, there's just a lot of things going on. Okay, whose turn is it?
I think it's yours.
Yep.
It is my turn. Well, I didn't know. You picked two?
Yeah.
That just completely threw me off.
Down?
Yep.
Okay. If not, we'll just remember them.
Because we got to do a graphic. Okay, I am going to go with Brent Venables for obvious reasons, but again, we can get into it. I think that Oklahoma fans... are terrified of what could happen out in the West Coast. Mm. I think that it goes back to what we
terrified
were saying.
Terrified that Texas is like...
That's
knock, knock.
Sark and Quinn Ewers. It's the same thing I said about Texas earlier. This could, and I think if I had to put money on it, is the last year that these two teams are going to be in the Big 12. Looking at coordinators that have become head coaches. Obviously, Brent Venables has been an unbelievable coordinator for however long he was at Clemson.
Incredibly well respected.
Yes. So now
always called when there was job openings, and he comes back to Oklahoma after the first. Oklahoma hasn't been left at the altar like that. And since did what's his name go and coach the Cowboys? Barry Switzer.
But I don't think he left him at the altar the way
I don't think he did. No.
Him.
Yeah.
I could be if it was, it wasn't as loud because of social media, clearly. But I know
maybe it was because Switzer's still.
I don't think Oklahoma fans hate Barry Switzer.
No, they love him. I think
right. So that that's the thing with Lincoln.
Like, that hasn't happened. What happened there hasn't happened to Oklahoma. Like what happened there has happened to LSU with Nick Saban. Mm-hmm. Has happened to Alabama. Has happened to almost every school you name it. It's happened to. Like, look, it just happened to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Like, it's happened to almost every school, but Oklahoma has had three straight coaches, Switzer, Stoops, there may be one in between, I apologize if I'm messing up, Switzer, Stoops, Riley, that they thought Riley was just going to stay and continue on, like what happened with Stoops, but no, he left, and then now the guy comes back, and is he going to... take the reins.
Yeah, I think that the Lincoln Riley stuff too is like every time the Cowboys job would be talked about, it was like, well, if Lincoln's going to leave OU, it's because he's going to coach in the NFL. I mean, I think that job at Oklahoma is seen as such obviously an incredible job, but I think that there's so much on the line for Venables. And I also, I really truly believe this, I say this all the time, we all say it. I don't think, like, OU fans are saying that they believe in him, and that's great. I don't, like, people should be more excited that he's there. I understand you got left at the altar, and I understand people get pissed, but, like, Brent Venables is one hell of a coach.
I'm so excited to see what he does there.
I think it's going to be incredible. So I would put him there. I also think that, like, that, because my next pick is going to go kind of back-to-back with this, but my next pick is also...
Oh, no.
Oh.
I'm up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I hope you don't take it.
Yeah, it's also one of mine.
Well, then let me finish my point. I won't say my pick, but it's because I think that the Big 12 is more wide open than it has been in a very long time. Go ahead.
More so than last year? Like, Baylor won it last year. That's pretty wide open.
Well, say who you're going to pick first.
All right, I have two picks now.
Fuck.
I'm going with Cam Rising at Utah.
Good one.
I think if Cam Rising can be close to an elite college quarterback, and I'm putting college there, Utah has a chance to be a real contender in the Pac-12. However, if he is just kind of like a above average Utah quarterback, they may just go 10-2 and like win the Pac-12, but no one really cares. But if he can be elite, I think we see a Cameron Rising in Utah like team. One. So he's very impactful. Then next.
Are you looking for relief, relaxation, or to party on the motherfucking moon? Then check out 3Chi's new True Strains lineup of cannabis vapes and gummies tailored for specific effects. And the best part? It's delivered straight to your door. Visit 3Chi.com. That's 3CHI.com. And for a limited time, get 20% off with the code BARSTOOL20.
This would be your fourth pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I almost want to trade my pick.
What?
Why do you want to trade? What would you get in return, Jack?
I don't know.
What would you get in return if you traded?
Oh, wait, what's his name? All right, next. J.J. McCarthy is going to be my next pick. I have another quarterback.
Do you think he's going to be starting?
Well, I mean, I picked him.
No, I don't know. I hear both sides. I'm generally interested to see which one wins.
I think their upside with J.J. McCarthy is much higher than it is with Cade McNamara. He's a five-star. Cade McNamara is kind of like a journeyman, in my opinion. We saw it against Georgia. If J.J. can take that next step, I think Michigan can stay up there as a top contender in the Big 12. They'll be a contender in the Big Ten. Top contender in the Big Ten.
Oh, speaking
they're always a contender in the Big Ten, but I mean, like, this is like they're going up. This Ohio State team is supposed to be really good. Can they compete with them?
Even with
can
their losses on defense?
Playoffs? Yeah.
What'd you say, Katie?
Even with their losses on defense?
Yeah,
that's my biggest question for Michigan this year.
I mean, we've argued Michigan with Brandon, I feel like, every single week. But I mean, you're right. It's gonna depend. I think that the table is set to see, and I have Jim Harbaugh on my list. I'm not going to take him next, but the Michigan storyline is huge simply because they finally beat Ohio State. I mean, we've said this over and over and over, but I'm going to go with, and I didn't know where you were going to go, Jack, but you mentioned this school a second ago. I'm going to take Dave Aranda as my next pick, because when I say I think the Big 12 is more open than it has been in a while, it's because I think last year we were surprised that Oklahoma didn't win it. We were surprised that Baylor was not only in the mix, that Baylor won with Dave Aranda, who, like, another coordinator who had been so important as a coordinator at LSU for so long. But this year, and I know you think Texas is going to be back, but if you ask me right now, you know that Dave Aranda was successful last year and got Baylor back on track. Oklahoma has a whole new, I mean, quarterback, coach, but they're still Oklahoma. And then you have Sark in his second year with Quinn Ewers. All three of those teams, and not to mention, you know, when you get the games with, like, Oklahoma State and Iowa State, and you get those random games in the middle of the year, the Big 12 always has some sort of random shit happening. But I think that if we can see Baylor repeat what they did last year with two teams that are potentially going to be gone in the season after, and I know I keep repeating that, but that's what these big storylines are. Like, Baylor has the potential to start being a true powerhouse, because if they win again this year, and then the Big 12 is theirs if Texas and Oklahoma leave. At least in the forefront right now.
Maybe Big 12, but, like, I don't think they really have.
I think that the Big 12 and it as much
be tough, because, like, even let's say Baylor wins the Big 12 this year, next year, and the year after. Texas is still a bigger school than them. Texas A&M is still a bigger school than them. Like,
correct, but I'm saying in the conference.
Yeah.
Like, if you, and again, this, it always flips back and forth, but if you look at, you know, in recent history, it's always Oklahoma or Texas. It's like, who's going to win? You know, last year, I think people were surprised that OU didn't win it last year. And
sure.
So obviously Caleb Williams taking that job, but I think it'll be very interesting to see what Baylor is able to do. And again, that pains me to say, but I think Baylor is a huge storyline, especially knowing that the Big 12, which I do have to apologize, people pointed out, the Big 12 will still be the Big 12.
Right now, it's on.
We said the Big 14.
People are getting mad at me. How many teams are in the Big 12 right now? 10, right?
10.
Yeah.
People are getting mad at me that they said that I said there was 10 teams in the Big 12. I was like, no, there are.
There are 10.
10 right now. They're going to lose two. They're going to add four.
So, right. People were mad that I said Big 14 because I can't do math.
Well, it doesn't matter. But
I can't,
like,
do fucking math, okay?
People were getting mad at me. They were like, oh, Jack Mack said that there's only 10 teams in the Big 10. I was like, or 12. I was like,
that's why they can all play each other.
I was like, they all play each other through the season.
Right.
What?
Correct.
They gaslit me into thinking that I was wrong.
We don't like gaslighting on this podcast.
No. Yeah, I'm not gaslighting you guys. I'm just saying the comments were.
I know you're not gaslighting.
On the sports book, it has for Big 12 future for winning, it's Oklahoma plus 200, Texas plus 250, and Baylor plus 500.
See, like, I guess it's because of Quinn Ewers for Texas, but like Baylor's the reigning Big 12 champion. Why would they be so far behind Oklahoma and Texas? And again, I hate Baylor. We know this. But like, I feel like they should.
They're not that far. Like, the difference between
plus 300, though, at least.
No, but like, the difference between plus 200
last year.
The difference between plus 200 and plus 500 really isn't that much percentage wise. Like,
true.
If you were to convert it into percentages, it's like plus 200 is like, I think, like 33%, and then plus 500 would be like, it's like a 13-10% difference. So I get it. I think college football is a game of talent. And Texas and Oklahoma have the talent more so than Baylor. What?
Kansas at plus 25,000.
That's 250-1. Nice.
Yes.
And the next one up is Texas at 4,000, which is the 4,000 to 25,000.
Maybe sprinkle a little bit on there. You never know what'll happen.
No.
No.
Donate it to something in cause, like something that you believe in.
Imagine. Do you think there's anybody out there that will actually put that future bet in?
Someone yeah, will. Because like if you're a Kansas fan, like people like to do it as like a joke.
Like, also, like, fine. At that point with that odds for $5,
yeah, why not?
Like, it's worth.
I don't know how many picks we've had.
This is our last round.
You two have had four. I'm about to make my fourth.
So okay. She's gonna make her fourth and fifth, five. Right.
This is a big one.
So kind of going after what Casey was with Brent, I'm gonna do Dylan Gabriel.
Okay.
I think he's a much bigger question. Like we know. Obviously, we haven't seen Brett for, like, doing the offensive, but we know he's very good on defense. Dylan Gabriel, I know he was injured. I'm still very confused on what his ceiling is. Like, he
is one of those guys you just don't know.
Like, I know this is going to get people mad. Dylan Gabriel, Caleb Williams, and Spencer Rattler. We haven't seen top consistency proven time and time again.
I think we have from Dylan Gabriel.
I was about to say, I think, but not, because he wasn't injured the most of last year. There's a good chunk.
But he played
the
season before and the year before. Yeah.
Yes, I'm saying the year before. That's about to self-correct. I think in the past year we haven't. So I'd be very interested. Can he get back to that healthiness? And if so, then there's very few things in Oklahoma's way.
Eh.
Okay, what's my pick?
I think if Dylan Gabriel is like really good this year, I don't know. Like, they still may not be as good as.
At least on offense,
but you love Texas.
My biggest question mark for Oklahoma and offense is him. I think they have enough pieces. And then I'm going to make my next pick before I have to go. Oh, I didn't think this far. Hendon Hooker.
Okay.
People.
I was going to pick him.
I apologize.
By the way, the Oklahoma fans are going to get at you for saying Dylan Gabriel has improved himself.
I know. I should have concluded in the past 2 years.
Her pick?
But as I'm saying, and I want him to do well. I'm just question marks. Hendon Hooker. Maybe I haven't fully refreshed on Tennessee last year, but I feel like, again, it's Tennessee fans, but people are just singing his praises, and I'm very confused on where it's coming from.
He threw for like 4,500 yards last year.
Wasn't he very inconsistent? And like, there's a lot of flipping around.
Well, they started with Joe Milton, and then Hendon came in, and then like, but Hendon was the guy from like week three on.
Well, and as far as being impactful, if we're looking at this list too, if Tennessee is good,
impactful without a doubt.
East, yeah. The East gets pretty interesting.
I think his praise is warranted, in my opinion.
But he's like, if Tennessee is in the mix,
100%.
You know,
it brings the SEC to a different level.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also, welcome to why I'm doing all my prep so I can remember all this stuff. Because I feel like it's almost like learning a language with college football. If you're not actively talking about it.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the good thing about college football fans, though, is that we're always talking about it. We don't shut up about it.
But yeah, Hendon Hooker did kind of come out of nowhere last year because, like, at Virginia Tech, he wasn't great.
Yeah.
But I think Hendon Hooker's success had a lot to do with Heupel's offense, and maybe he can take that further step this year.
I also
He almost went to the NFL. Like, he was that good.
Because Henry Toto, he's new to Alabama this year or last year?
Last year.
That was, like, the biggest story, I feel like, when associating with Tennessee players. I heard more about Henry Toto associated with Tennessee than praises for Hendon Hooker. And yes, I know my DMs are about to get blown up for saying that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's your pick.
Hendon Hooker was like disgusting last year.
Yeah, I feel like he got a lot of praise.
If he played the full season, he could have won a Heisman.
But to
not like the Heisman.
Well, that's disgusting.
To her credit, though, and everybody, if you, when you're talking about a list, he could be one of the top most five impactful people.
I think you're putting him on the list is correct.
Your reasoning.
I think you're giving him, like, you should give him more credit because he's that good.
No, yes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, again, once I actually fully do, like, the prep for this season, I'll probably retract it. But I think this, again, high ceiling, low floor, we'll see what he can do for Tennessee. I'm looking up futures right now.
Well, it's June 8th. We've got some time.
It is Heisman odds, man.
I think he
25-1 or something. Like, I think he's up there as high. Like, yeah, he's a dark horse Heisman for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking.
Tennessee can pull off a win against, like, I mean, Alabama. It would be tough. But, like, if they could beat Alabama, they're not.
Here's
he's
the thing.
5,000.
I mean, who's the second best team in the East right now?
The second best team in the East.
We know it's Georgia's first, obviously.
It's Tennessee.
So right. So if Hendon Hooker,
I think Tennessee, if Hendon Hooker is as good as he played last year and takes the next step, I think Tennessee is a top 10 team in the country.
And that's where that's going to make. I mean, all what's the ships and rising and all that shit. That's like the SEC is much more interesting. And I know Tennessee fans think they're always going to be good. I get that. If you brought Big T in here right now, they're probably going to win the national title, as does every fan base. But Tennessee could be a very, very interesting wrinkle into the SEC this year.
Mm.
I mean,
100%.
I mean, they can every year, but this time it actually seems
If Tennessee steps it up this year,
yes,
and takes that step from last year, because think about some of their losses last year. You were at one of them.
Yes, the Ole Miss game.
The Ole Miss game, and they lost that by a touchdown.
The golf ball game.
The Purdue game was a bowl game, but they lost it by a touchdown. The Pittsburgh game, I think they ended up losing by 8, but like it was really close. Bama, they were within a score of Bama in the third quarter. Then Bama took it to the
Saban
had a like a complete freak out, and it was then Alabama took it to a different level and covered in the fourth quarter.
In 2020,
but they had all of their games were very close, and they all played very well. And I think if they can take that next step, I mean, I don't know. I think like Tennessee, like they're not a joke anymore. They have the talent, they have the quarterback, they have the coach maybe. We'll see. Or they could just be pathetic per usual.
In 2020, they averaged 21.5 points per game. In 2021, they averaged 39.3.
They can continue
with that. And with their score, yeah, they lost to Pittsburgh by 7. They lost to Florida. Never mind, that was a big one.
They got killed by Florida.
They lost by 5 to Ole Miss.
Yep.
Yeah. It was very close.
They lost by 24, but it was like
it was in the close.
Well, that was.
It was a 7-point game.
I remember watching that game at the gambling cave and Big T. I mean, I've never seen somebody get deflated so fast.
Yeah. Nick Saban lost his mind when Alabama had a delay a game in the third quarter, and then Alabama like went into God mode.
Yep.
But Tennessee, like, thank God we get to have this conversation when Brandon's not here because.
Because we're actually giving Tennessee some credit.
Yeah. And also, last thing, I have to hop, but I'll issue probably apology with for Hendon Hooker once I do my full prep for it. No,
that's a good person on the
apology.
List.
No.
I was just disagreeing. Like, you could end up being right.
I also think that regardless of the reasoning, he's good to have on that list.
No, absolutely. I mean, more of the saying he was not great last year. Well, I need to go back and do stats. But
look at when you got a chance.
Katie,
which games
say whatever the fuck you want. It's June.
No, I like to make sure I have facts, not speak.
Okay, yeah, but it's I mean, listen. Say what you want. Say what you want when you want.
The Barstool Golf Time app makes it easy for golfers to find the best tee times at the best prices. Stop searching all over Google for your next tee time. Start searching multiple courses in your area from one app. It's annoying to have to create accounts for each individual course to book online. Just make one account with us at Barstool Golf Time and book all of your tee times. Plus, the new reservation sharing option allows you to take control and book tee times for your entire group. Earn golf time rewards every time you book or leave course reviews. And then you can redeem those rewards for free Barstool Golf merch in our store. Download the Barstool Golf Time app now. Start earning those rewards and booking those tee times. Barstool Golf Time app now.
My last pick? This one's tough, Jack. This one's tough because I have a lot. Can we do an honorable mention too?
Yeah.
Well, Katie can't because she's leaving. But my last pick is going to be Jim Harbaugh for the same reasons you brought up Michigan earlier. I think that that's an obvious one. The big if CJ Stroud is who we think he is, Ryan Day obviously is who we think he is, and you go down the list of everything that Ohio State has, Jim Harbaugh, He was in the news in the offseason for maybe going to the NFL. He pissed off Michigan fans. They made the playoff. Everything Michigan is going to be in binoculars this year because they want to see what's going to happen in the Big Ten. And if they if he does lose to Ohio State, or if they do have a shitty year, does he bounce and go to the NFL? Does he take another job? We don't know. But I think Jim Harbaugh, as per usual, will make a lot of headlines. And your last pick?
Like, I was thinking about going with Jackson. I was thinking about going with Jackson Dart, Ole Miss. He's a five-star. He transfers from USC. Will he be able to take that next step? He looked good for USC. However, when at Ole Miss, there's been some rumors that he hasn't been looking as good. There's some coaches that are like, I'm not surprised by this. We'll see. Is he going to be the Ole Miss quarterback? And if he is, I mean, Ole Miss brought in like an insane amount of transfers there. Outside of USC, they had the best transfer class according to 24/7 Sports. And if Jackson Dart's good in the Lane Kiffin system, can he put up similar Matt Corral numbers and keep Ole Miss at that? I mean, they were in a first six or whatever they call it, the bowl games last year. They were in the Sugar Bowl.
New Year's Six.
Just an insane season for them last year. Their first 10-win season, I think, in like ever.
In a minute, yeah.
And they had 10 wins, and can they keep that up this year? We'll see. I think some Ole Miss fans are a little hesitant, but...
But you're right, and we talk about the SEC West, too. We know Alabama is the best in the West. We don't necessarily, I mean, I'm a little bit biased at who I think is number two, but there's a lot of question marks at who the second best team in the West can be. You've got Brian Kelly at LSU now. We'll see what they can do. Can Sam Pittman take that next step? And then, you talk about Ole Miss and then Mississippi State. I don't know. The West is very interesting.
No. The West is loaded.
Loaded. I mean, we know, like, the worst is Missouri. I mean, they're in the East. Yeah. They're in the East. The worst would be who?
Who? Vandy.
Vandy. Vandy's in the East.
No.
Vandy and Missouri are in the East.
So
who's the worst in the SEC West? That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Mississippi
State?
Oh, God, if Brandon was here, he would kill you.
It could be, but they could end up being the worst, but not bad.
Right, that's Arkansas, too.
And Arkansas, like, how's Arkansas going to play this year?
How's Auburn going to play this year?
So Auburn could be the worst, but
I mean, that's...
people are still high on Auburn. You look at the ESPN FPI. Yeah. ESPN FPI has them as a top 10 team coming into the year. SP Plus has them as a top 25 team this year. That's like people. I think the public perception of Auburn is a lot worse than what a lot of people are projecting them to be.
Also, just a weird offseason for Auburn. Brian Harsin, doesn't he have a podcast now?
He does have a podcast now, but we did. I think Katie sent that in the group chat. It's a weird name.
First of all, I didn't even know coaches could
Speaking
do that.
Speaking of Auburn, another honorable mention or first honorable mention, Bo Nix at Oregon. He's definitely someone that may end up being impactful. J. Jefferson at Arkansas.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Just my honorable mention is, and people are going to roll their eyes and they're going to think that this is a pick just to pander. But, Jack, I think that this is a huge thing with the NIL. I think Travis Hunter is a very impactful player this year. Obviously, you're not going to be seeing him, you know, every single week. It's not going to be like, oh, like, what's Travis Hunter doing at Jackson State? However, Jackson State on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I understand that's not what it used to be, but you're looking at potentially something that could drastically change the way recruiting goes. We've been talking about it with Travis Hunter flipping from Florida State to play for Deion. If he has an insane year, if his numbers are just wild, like out of this world, and then we see if Deion takes another job, I think that what happens with the NIL really, because if he has just kind of like a meh year and kind of just falls to the wayside because he didn't play at a Power 5 school, then maybe not. If he has a crazy ass year and they start looking at, well, maybe these NIL deals for these smaller schools aren't going to be as wild. So...
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
Yep.
I also had like Brian Kelly on the list, Scott Frost,
Tyler
Eli Buckner, Ricks,
Tyler Buckner, quarterback. So whoever the quarterback's going to be for Notre Dame.
Jordan Addison, Jameer Gibbs. There's a lot of players you could put in there.
Yeah, Tyler Buckner, Buchner, however you say it.
Bijan Robinson.
Quarterback could be very impactful because Notre Dame has a defense.
Yeah.
But will they be able to find that quarterback since Ian Book's been gone? We'll see.
We'll see. And new coach, too.
But new coach, Marcus Freeman. The thing why I didn't want to put any like new coaches on there outside of Lincoln Riley is like you got to give coaches some time. And even like they won't impact the season that much, in my opinion.
But Brian Kelly. But we're also talking about like Marcus Freeman hasn't been a head coach of a big school like that. So like that's fair what you're saying. But if you look at guys like Brian Kelly or Lincoln Riley or any guys who are just kind of shifting over to another Power Five school, like they could be massive.
Yeah, Brian Kelly's right up there with.
Yeah,
Lincoln.
Definitely. I have him on.
Well, like Marcus Freeman. Like let's say Notre Dame goes 8-4 this year. Like I don't think it impacts the college football world that much.
Right.
We'll have to keep an eye on Marcus Freeman, but it won't, like, in my opinion, won't matter that much to
the 2022.
Yeah.
Well, Luke Fickell is another one of those guys, too, you have to keep an eye on just because of what they're going to be able to do.
He's more like the off season. Like, what happens?
Yep, what happens with them? Okay, so we're running out of time, so we'll save the, what do you call those things? $15 drafts? Whatever they're called.
Yeah. 5-4-3-2-1.
I loved it. It was a college football centric one.
Yeah, next time.
Yeah, we'll do it next time. We will see when Brandon will be back. Obviously, again, thoughts and prayers to the Walker family.
Yep.
Send Brandon some love. Thank you for listening.
Be nice to him.
Yeah,
if you want
to
be mean, just be mean to us for a change.
Well,
it's not even a change.
I was about to say, aren't they always mean to us?
Yeah, I said last week I would interact with the comments from the Unnecessary Roughness account, and then I went to the comments on YouTube, and I was just like, everyone's just being really mean.
So. Mean about all of us?
Yeah, they're like, oh, no, Brandon, this is going to be the lowest viewed episode ever. By the way, it wasn't. Last week's episode did better than a lot of episodes that had all four of us on. So, like, whoever said that, you were wrong if you're still listening.
Well, also,
I'm not going to read your comments anymore because you guys are just like, if you want to say something, just tweet us because that's usually still mean stuff said on there. But that's where the nice people usually are.
Well, it's also June, folks. It's June. So relax, okay?
Also, like, yeah.
Relax. It's okay.
The comment wasn't near, like, some of the comments aren't near, but it's the internet. I'm not, it's like, whatever.
Yeah,
I shouldn't
whatever.
Have said that I was going to interact because I usually don't read them. But, like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go interact. And then, like, the first eight were just really mean. So.
Well, we're sorry that they're so miserable and have to be mean. You know?
Yeah, but the people, the majority of you,
thank you for listening.
99% of the Roughnecks, you are awesome.
Yes.
We love you. The numbers in the off season have been great.
They
better
have.
Than last year, which means
we're growing, baby.
The Roughnecks came back and then we added more too.
We're growing.
It's almost like we got a new recruiting class. So shout out to you guys. You guys rock. And we're really grateful for you guys because this podcast is continuing to grow and we're excited for the season. Of course we are.
Of course we are. Dave's happy with it. That's what matters. If the big boss,
I'm happy with the numbers.
Yep, the boss is happy. We're happy. We will be back next week.
Oh my God!
What?
This
what
was
happened?
Our 200th episode.
No. I think we're gonna have to wait till Brandon comes.
Well, this was our 200th episode.
No, it would make it a 0.5.
He's not gonna be back next week. What am I gonna do? With the 199.2?
0.75. We can't do our 200th episode.
Well, it was our 200th episode, so I got some bad news for you. Congrats to us on 200.
I feel like it can't be 200.
We can do our 200 celebration at 203.
Why 203?
202. Next week.
No, this is okay. Can this be the unofficial? We have to have an official 200.
I'm not putting 199.5 in the YouTube. It's going to be dumb.
Oh, well, congratulations on 200, Jack.
We've done like 250 together.
That's okay. Fair.
So maybe that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a really sad thing to end on.
No, it's not. It's 200.
Well, congratulations to 200.
We'll celebrate it at 202.
We'll celebrate it whenever Brandon gets back. We'll have a ton of reasons to celebrate when Brandon gets back.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we should celebrate without Brandon. I'm just like, oh my God, I forgot it's 200. This was 200.
Well, happy 200th episode to all of the Roughnecks.
Yeah, like there's a lot of podcasts that don't get here. So little pat on the back to us and our roughnecks, because you are the reason we're here.
And High Noon. Cheers.
Oh, High Noon.
Go buy it. We'll see you guys next week.